title readout. Stepper bassline modulate chorus with crisp transients and dusty mids enabled in Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes. Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper stepper bass line in Ableton Live 12 that hits like jungle. Tight, confident rhythm crisp at the front and that dusty, slightly abused mid-range that makes it feel like it came off a worn plate. We're doing this in arrangement view, because the whole point is not just a sick loop, but a bass part that evolves across phrases like an actual record. Before we touch any synth, set yourself up to win. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174. I'll aim at 170 BPM. 4/4. Pick a bass-friendly key like F minor or G minor. Now, crucial. Get a drum loop running right now. A break plus a kick and snare, even if it's temporary. In drum and bass, bass decisions without drums are usually wrong, because the pocket is everything. In arrangement view, drop a few locators so you think like an arranger, not like a loop farmer. Put an intro locator around bar 1, a drop around bar 17, and a switch around bar 49. Even if you change it later, having signposts changes how you build. Now we start with the identity, the rhythm. Create a MIDI track and call it bass MID for now. We'll split layers later, but first we need the line. Classic stepper is basically confident footsteps around the drums. Think, hit 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 hit. You want it to feel like it's pushing forward, but not stepping on your snare. Here's a practical one bar starting point that works at 170 and sits well with breaks. Set your grid to a mix of eighths and sixteenths. Place notes on the start of the bar, then an eighth note later, then on beat 3, then an eighth before the bar ends. And if you want extra momentum, add a little ghost pickup as a 16th right at the very end. In Ableton's clip position language, that's 1.1.1, 1.1.3, 1.3.1, 1.4.3, and optionally 1.4.4 is the tiny pickup. Pitch-wise, keep it simple. Start on your root in the low register, like F1 if you're in F minor. Then every two bars, sneak in one variation note, maybe EB1 or G1. This is an old jungle rule that still holds. The bass is rhythmic first, melodic second. The breaks are doing a ton of the storytelling. Now, velocity. This matters because later we're going to make transients feel intentional, not random. Set your main hits around 100 to 115. Set ghost notes and pickups lower, like 55 to 80. Don't be shy with the contrast. Cool. Now duplicate that track. We're going to do the classic two-roll bass system. One track becomes bass SUB, the other stays bass MID. Both play the same MIDI pattern, because we want a stable foundation and a character layer that rides on top. Let's build the sub first, because everything else depends on it being clean. On bass sub, load wave editable. Use a sine wave or triangle if you want a touch more harmonic content. One voice only, no unison stuff down here. Turn the filter off, or leave it super gentle if you must. But the point is, stable, consistent, mono. Now shape the amp envelope. Keep attack basically at 0, maybe up to 2 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 350 milliseconds. Sustain very low or negative infinity so it behaves like a pluck, not an organ. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. The main goal is, notes don't smear into each other. Stepper bass is about definition. If you're noticing overlaps because your MIDI notes are long, drop a note length device before the synth. Trigger mode. Set length around 120 to 220 milliseconds. That's a super practical way to force consistent plucks and keep the groove tight. Now processing on the sub stays boring, on purpose. Put EQ8 first. Don't high pass your sub, obviously. If things feel boxy or clouded, try gentle wide cut around 200 to 300 Hz, like -2 to -4 dB. Keep it subtle. Then add saturator. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on, and trim the output so it's not louder just because it's distorted. This is about a little harmonic help, so the sub reads on smaller speakers, not about turning it into a mid-bass. Then utility, width to 0%, mono discipline. If you do nothing else correctly today, do this correctly. Alright, now the fun layer, the dusty mids with the crisp front edge. On bass mid, load wave editable again, or analog if you want that simpler old school vibe. Start resish but controlled. Two saw waves, a little detune, like 5 to 12 cents. Keep voices low, like 2 voices, not 8. We're not doing modern super saw, we're doing rolling pressure. Add a tiny bit of noise, very quiet, like -30 to -24 dB. This isn't hiss for the sake of it. It gives the texture a dusty air so it doesn't feel clinically clean. Now the filter is the whole personality. Use an LP24. And start with cutoff somewhere between 250 and 800 Hz. Add some drive, like 2 to 6. Give it a little envelope amount, maybe 10 to 25, and set envelope decay around 200 to 450 milliseconds. That gives you that bwop movement without turning it into wobble. Now build the mid chain, stock devices only. First, EQ8, high pass the mid layer at around 90 to 130 Hz, 24 dB per octave. Your sub track owns the low end. This is the number one way to keep mixes strong. Separate responsibilities. If you want that dusty presence, do a gentle wide boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5K, plus 1 to plus 3 dB. Don't overdo it. We're trying to create paper and wood, not honk. Next, saturator. Drive it harder here, like 4 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Try the analog clip mode if you want it to feel less pristine. Then drum bus, because this is where we get that crisp transient bite without making the whole sound bright. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15, but watch the output because it adds level fast. Crunch around 5 to 20, and then transients, plus 5 up to plus 20. This is the move that makes the bass speak through breaks. Turn boom off most of the time, because it can blur your low end and fight the sub. After that, auto filter. We're going to use this for arrangement movement. Use LP12 or band pass depending on taste. LP12 is usually smoother for jungle. Band pass can make it feel more telephone Y and aggressive. Keep it controlled. Optional. Chorus ensemble for that old school movement. Amount around 10 to 25%. Rates low like 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Width 50 to 90%. Subtle. If you hear the bass turning into a smeary pad, back it off. Then utility on the mid layer. Width can be 80 to 120%, but here's the rule. If your mix starts feeling unstable, reduce width and lean on saturation instead. Also, don't let stereo trickery leak into the low mids too much. If it starts hollowing out in mono, you'll fix it later by raising the high pass or narrowing the width. Now we get to the modulate chorus concept. Musical evolution across 32 bars. We're not just automating randomly. We're designing an intensity journey. First, group your mid effects into an audio effect rack. Select the effects on the MIDI track and group them. Now map a few key parameters to macros so you can automate like a producer, not like a technician. Macro 1. Auto filter cutoff. That's your brightness lane. Macro 2. Saturator drive. That's your grit lane. Macro 3. Drum bus transients. That's your attack lane. Macro 4. Chorus amount, or alternatively utility width. That's your space lane. Now you've got four big musical controls that you can draw automation for in arrangement view, like you're mixing a record. If you've got the LFO device available in your Live 12 setup, you can add subtle internal motion. Drop an LFO on the MIDI track and map it to auto filter cutoff. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/4. Keep the amount small, like 5 to 15%. Set offset so it never opens into a harsh, bright zone. Add a tiny bit of jitter so it's not perfectly repetitive. That tiny imperfection is actually part of the dusty feel. If you don't have LFO, no stress. Manual automation is completely legit and often more intentional. Now let's lay out a clear 32-bar plan, because arrangement is where intermediate producers separate themselves. Bars 1 to 8, this is a 1. Support mode, keep it darker. Lower filter cutoff, less saturation drive, moderate transients. Let the drums be the star. The bass is the engine. Bars 9 to 16, A2. Slight lift. Raise cutoff slightly. Add a touch more transients, like 2 to 5 points up. And at bar 16, do a fill. You can remove the last bass hit, or add a little 16th pickup. Either way, make the listener feel the phrase turning. Bars 17 to 24, B1. Drop energy. Open the cutoff more so it bites. Add 1 to 3 dB more saturation drive. If you want, add an extra ghost note every two bars, but keep it tasteful. Bars 25 to 32, B2. Push, do quick filter yanks, like fast dips every four bars, so it feels like hands on hardware. Add a tiny bit more chorus or width in bars 29 to 32 for the last push. Then at the end of bar 32, decide, either a clean stop, or a low pass sweep into the transition. That's modulate course. Slow macro arcs plus small rhythmic motion. It evolves, but it stays a stepper. Now let's lock it to the drums, because this is where it becomes jungle and not just a synth line. Put a compressor on both SUB and MID tracks. Turn on sidechain and feed it from your kick, or your kick group. Ratio between 3:1 and 6:1. Attack around 2 to 10 milliseconds so you don't completely erase the bass transient. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds, tempo dependent. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. You want punch and space, not a weird pumping EDM thing, unless you specifically want that old school pump. Optional trick, if you want ultra steppy definition on the mid layer, you can use a gate after saturation and key it from a rhythm source. This can create that chopped feel, but it's easy to overdo. If the groove starts stuttering like a bad edit, back away. Now let's add dust without losing clarity. Old jungle feels gritty because of sampling and bandwidth limits, not because it's harsh. So if you add dirt, do it lightly and preferably on the MID layer only. Try redux. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5, and keep dry slash wet low, like 5 to 15%. Then EQ after it. If it gets spitty, dip 2 to 4K a little. If it needs more cardboard room, a tiny boost in the 400 to 800 zone can help. But keep checking against the drums. The bass should still punch. It shouldn't turn into sand. Here's a super useful coach check. Make everything mono for a second and turn it down. Put a utility on your drum group, set width to 0, and turn your monitor level down. If the bass stops speaking, the fix is usually not volume. The fix is more mid harmonics or a clearer attack shape. That's why we used saturation and drum bus transients. Now a couple advanced vibes that are very jungle. First, decide the job of your bass every 8 bars. Literally label it. Support, answer, lift, reset. If you automate with a purpose, it'll feel like a record. If you automate because you can, it'll feel like a demo.